I don't like him. He's going to pick up a foul. That's a good call by the Stripes.
Yeah, he just got a little too tight to him and kind of used his body to push him towards the baseline. The ref was right there and caught him.
I'm like, yeah, too many officials. I'm like, I don't think he went out there that close to him.
So he's going to take a seat, and Cutter is going to come back in the game.
Peter Meade comes in for Lakers, the 5'10 senior. Bounce pass and foul. Walker on a play. What's that? Walker hit a great position. Again, on Morgan Miller. Bad bounce pass, left for the shot, and drew it and won.
I think they all thought he was going to do the same play he did last time, and he slowly modified it, and he was out of position, and Walker did a great job of using his body to seal him off and to pick up the N1.
And it's going to be Morgan Miller. And he's going to come out of the game. And checking in for him is going to be Justin Kettle, and they just left Bennett back in so they could go back to their basement. But 34-34 with a time to by Cal City. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Winter wears heavily on all vehicles. Make sure your engine has the protection of maximum performance. For complete car care service, visit Gary's Car Care of Elkton. Gary's Car Care can flush and refill your cooling system, flush and refill your transmission, check your belts, hoses, battery, and alternator to make sure your vehicle runs smoothly. Gary's Car Care does complete mechanical repairs from brakes to major engine and transmission services. When you have mechanical problems, turn to Gary's Car Care of Elkton. That's Gary's Car Care, located at the light in Elkton.
We're at high school, Brent Weiner, Sue Schroeder, game of the week, Cruise 102.1, where the Lakers are within the striking distance, actually within taking the lead here, 35-34, they trail the Redhawks. 3:33 to go on the four. Go ahead, Brent.
Looks like they're coming in, Leo goes to full court pass, kind of man-to-man, running jump drive, and they got some of those features up front, trying to push yourself in with the ball.
And Dan Tickman just pushing a wild ball from Kettle, but Kettle got a bird, and I think it's a bunk out. The free throw line is front of Bennett. Grabs the hook side, broken by a low with a roll. Hook side there, no good, but goes right into the hands of Zalewski, and Zalewski manages to get it up from his hook from the low post area there. 37-34, Cassidy with lead.
That wasn't a hell of a bad play by Lakers. The ball just kind of jumped over their hands, or heads right into Alex Zalewski's hands, and he was able to convert the layup.
And he shot that thing from his shoestrings almost because he was way off balance. Shot up that blocker. It's no good. And I thought it was the misplay with Peter Meade. 46-37.
I'm not sure who had Meade on that play, but it didn't look like anybody on the rebound because he came in uncontested and just caught him midair and pumped right back in.
And Bennett, though, is covered by a blocker and by Van Tiffler. They're going to call a blocker for, I don't know, what they call it, from the push behind or hand check, whatever it is, but he definitely had his hands on Dunnick.
He got him in the bucket once, so we're going to have an and-one situation here for Mr. Dunnick.
And checking out of the game for Cass City is going to be Nick Brown. Checking into the game is Ethan Nickel. Justin Ketter is out there yet. Dunnick's up in line.
Looks like Jeremy Majewski first. Prince Thomas had enough break. He's coming back in as is Brody Lawrence, a couple of their big guns.
And Dunnick makes that, so it stuns the lead to 4. I'm sorry, 4. 40-36, 137 to go here in the third period. Lakers had the lead for a little bit in the first. They've tied them up, and they've taken the lead, but they've not had the lead yet here again in the second half.
They've tied half in the second half, and their halftime adjustments seem to be more effective right now than Cass City's were, for sure.
126 to go. Lakers hit the ball. 40-36, Cass City with the lead. Lawrence at the top, covered by Nick Brown. He's setting his offense up while Lawson. He's kind of wants Van Tiffler to come to the top, but he's not. Now he hands it off. And Van Tiffler starts for the three. He's trying to get his own rebound, and they have a foul right into the hand. Cass City is giving Nickel, but Nickel couldn't keep a control out there. It kind of just fell to his hand like a receiver trying to catch a pass there.
And Chris C. Coach Majewski quickly throws Chase Volker in the game, and I would bet you they're going to try and run that same inbound play for him a third time.
This time they feed it out to Meade, and Meade tries to get it in, but it can't. It gets tipped around and comes right back to Meade, and he gives it to Van Tiffler, gives it back to Meade. Over to the right side of the court, Brody Lawrence lets three's not there. They try to swing past to Van Tiffler. Van Tiffler lets him out. It's not there, so they're going to swing it back to the top again to Meade. Nobody looks like they're going to drill a point and try to take it, but they're looking in the back door. And there it is! And again, the freshman attempts to work his right on one and kisses it up off the glass. 40-38, Cassidy with the lead. 34 seconds to go here in the third. Nice play by
He was on the outstanding job of working that baseline to get open for shot.
Three shots and just inside the 2.1 at the top of the key there by Kahn. Makes it 42-38 Cassidy. 20 seconds to go. Lakers up the ball. They're going to look for the last shot. Brady Lawrence is calling out instructions. Last passes it over there to Meade. Meade sends it back to the top, over to the left side, to Van Tuffen, down to the Flushing. He's covered, back out for the long three by Meade. It's no good, rebound tips around. Long rebound tips around by Lewis, hit back to town, and look at the clock. And Saturday, all the time, get back through.
That was a great play by the young senior. Well, you can tell him by that was a senior play. He had time to look up. He saw there was about 3 seconds. He turned, set his feet, and he was probably 22, 23 feet away, but a good-looking shot just bounced off the rim.
And at the end of the third quarter, Cassidy with the lead, 42-38. We'll be back right after the commercial messages.
At the heart of the Thumb in Elkton, a mother and daughter has teamed up to bring the women of the Thumb a variety of fabrics and patterns. Backstreet Quilting Shop offers the unique service of machine quilting your quilts with their long-arm quilting machine. Find a large selection of fabric, patterns, thread, and more. Make sure to check out the Backstreet Quilt Shop classes and schedule events online at backstreetquiltshop@comcast.net. The Backstreet Quilt Shop is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 5, Thursdays 9 to 8, and Saturdays 9 till 2. Or give them a call at 375-4620. That's the Backstreet Quilt Shop located on York Street in Elkton. Home-cooked meals, small-town hospitality, daily food specials, and fun activities is what you'll find when you visit the Hitching Post Inn of Elkton. Every weekend, there's always something going on. Wednesday, it's Gentlemen's Night, and Thursday, Ladies' Night, where all drinks are half off, 6 to close. Enjoy all you can eat fish fries on Fridays from 4 to 10. Book your special events like birthdays, anniversaries, showers, and family gatherings at the Hitching Post Inn anytime by calling 375-2496. That's your hometown hotspot of the Thumb, the Hitching Post Inn of Elkton. No two promotions will be honored at the same time.
And we're back here at Laker High School at the start of the fourth quarter. Cassidy with the lead, 42-38, and their shot was up and no good. Rebound control by the Lakers. They bring it down the court. Bradley Lawrence sets up his offense here. They're going to pull out. They're going to be a little more patient. They were patient that last time they had it, but they waited for the big guy underneath Zuerman to get open. This time they pass it over to the right, left side to Volker. Swing it back all the way around to Bradley Lawrence in the corner. No good rebound control ball by Duncan. Cameron Bennett. That pushes it up the court. Throws it over to Carroll. Carroll back to the right corner. Opens it out by Zuerman. Zuerman feeds it up the court. The Lawrence and Lawrence safely tries to win and land a birdie.
One of the things that drops coaches' nuts is a turnover after a turnover, and that's exactly what we just saw that possession.
And Bonnie feeds it inside to Cody Orban. Orban works his way down to the Laker free throw line there, the emblem there that they got painted here, and lays it up off the glass. 44-38 with the lead, 6:47 in the middle, and we had an unforced turnover there by the Lakers. Ward dribbled off his foot right into the hands of Kansas City. Cassidy drives down, and who took that ball in there? It looked like it was
Irvin, I think, tried to take it to the basket, and he got the ball deflected out of bounds.
In the game is Nickel. Nickel gets the ball from Bernie. Back up to the top. Gives it back over to Kettle on the corner. He was over, and he has an air mouse in the background, and now we're going to get a timeout by Lakers. I'll be back right after this timeout.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here at Laker High School after that timeout. 44-38, Cassidy with the lead. 6:31 to go here in the ballgame. Lakers with the ball.
I think Coach Majewski wanted a quick timeout to make sure things can get out of hand, and his guys were doing exactly what he wanted with 6.5 to go here in the fourth.
Oh, and 49 points.